Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue. That's the Hollies bringing us back. 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out my newsletter, too. Don't forget to subscribe to that when you get there if you haven't already. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. We haven't missed an edition on Sunday since 1999. So check it out, and I think you'll like what we have to say there. A lot of different things that we put in the newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question. Every week we have a different question on the homepage that we want to know what you think. And so click your answer and you'll see how the poll is going so far. And all the other things, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, all the things that are there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the work that Eva Rosenberger has deposited with us for the last 13 plus years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. Eva is the tax mama. We're talking about your rights as a taxpayer when you're dealing with the IRS. Eva, these people are probably either unaware or ill-informed about these rights, aren't they?
They are. excuse me. You don't realize that IRS is required by law to protect your rights and to treat you properly. So people, walk into the situation and either when they're treated rudely, they just back off and do nothing and drop out of the system or pay or whatever, or they just don't deal with it at all. But when IRS does not treat you well, there are rights and there are remedies, and you don't necessarily have to pay a tax professional to help you get your rights. So, let's make sure that you know about them. Mm-hmm. You have avenues to protect you.
Give us an example. What do you think is the most misunderstood right?
Well, sometimes people are treated badly by IRS staff. They are treated rudely. People try to get help. The third right is the right to professional and courteous service. So mm-hmm. if you feel that somebody at IRS has treated you improperly, you need to tell the employee supervisor. And unfortunately, sometimes the person who is being unkind to you refuses to give you a supervisor's name.
Wow.
Which is very common. They're required to do that. So what you do is you can get hold of the IRS director in the area, according to this. And the IRS website is full of information, contact information for people all over the place. But every time you have a contact with IRS, at the very beginning, the employee tells you their name and employee number. Huh. Have them repeat it slowly and write it down at the beginning.
Right in front of their nose, you write their name and number down.
Yeah, when they know that you're taking that number down, they're going to be a little bit more aware of the conversation and know that you know how to get hold, how to complain about them.
Eva, you've been doing this a long time. Do you feel that the IRS has become a little kinder and gentler than they used to be? What do you think how do you think the culture is there now?
It's a cycle. They used to be absolutely horrendous. They used to be, tax Nazis.
Yeah.
And then we had the hearings back in the 80s, early 90s, and IRS did a turnaround, and they got really, really, really helpful. And they came up with a mission statement about taxpayer service. These days, what I'm seeing is not discourtesy. What I'm seeing is ignorance. They've hired so many new people, and so many of the experienced people have left. The people who you call on these hotlines and these phone numbers now, they don't know.
They're not as helpful as they used to be. The phone situation, I agree with you on that. There's something else that seems to be going on with the IRS, Eva. I think there's not enough people there to do the job that they have to do. I think these people are overworked. What do you think?
Well, the way the job is configured, you're right. But there is so much they can do with technology that would eliminate the need for the people they don't have.
Right.
And that was one of the things we were talking about. If they have a lot of potential with e-services, they're concerned about security, but there's so much they can do where we should be able to transmit information to them electronically and upload data, which would link it to the file instead of having a person have to manually attach things and scan documents.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like 3,000 people behind in that area. If we could do it ourselves, they wouldn't have to hire those 3,000 people.
Right. Well, and you know, and of course, now more and more the things that we're required to do, file for the IRS, more and more we are required to do it electronically.
Yeah, they're trying to do that. The only problem is, and that was another group that I went to talk to, was people who are dealing with correspondence audits. The IRS is trying to do more audits by mail. And the huge problem is that the information that you send in for your audit never makes it to your file.
Oh, yeah.
And then they send you the next notice, you know, telling you that they've denied all your deductions
because
they didn't get your thing.
That has happened to us. And it wasn't that we did anything wrong. They didn't. They actually just lost the paperwork.
They either lost it
or they didn't get it in time. Now that does happen.
It's happening a lot.
Yeah.
Too much.
Which comes back to my point about being overworked.
Well, that's why I say they could change it by allowing us to upload the data. Then it
yeah.
would be linked directly
yeah.
to the file.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of the
through our own password and everything. But you know, Eva, I got to wrap it up for this segment. We're going to come back with Eva in just a minute, folks. But Eva, one of the things they could do to solve a lot of these problems.
Mm-hmm.
Is Congress could do this. The government could do this. Simplify the darn tax code.
Hear, hear.
Yeah. Stand by, Eva. TaxMama.com is her website. Check it out. Her book, Small Business Taxes Made Easy, is there. And all the other things that she does there, lots of information that you can benefit from. TaxMama.com. Eva Rosenberg and I will be right back.
That's all about for us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.